You're looking for members.
Yeah, so we're actually currently we're a very committed group of members on the committee. We've been in existence for a little over a year now, and we've held two major fundraisers and some smaller ones. So what we're asking now is for some help from willing volunteers in the community to help us with our fundraisers. We're finding that even though we're big in numbers, like we're, you know, anywhere between 7 and 9 members, when we're holding big fundraisers, we need just a few people once in a while to give us an hour or two of their time to give us relief during these events. So that's what we're putting the call out for at this point.
So basically just people to help you run your events.
Pretty much. And if they wanted to become a fully committed ParkPal member, we would certainly welcome them. But our call out right now is not for people to, you know, actually join the committee per se and attend the meetings. It's just a little bit of hands-on help that we need at our fundraisers.
What are you raising funds for?
We're raising funds right now for additional park equipment at Hillcrest Park. The park was revamped last year and has brand new equipment in there, and it's great, but it lacks a certain demographics. It lacks equipment for the real young ones, you know, from 0 to 4 or 5 years of age. So that's what we're fundraising for. So what we've done is we've picked out some equipment that would fit that age group, and that's what we're fundraising for.
Any target amount or target date to have the equipment installed?
Our target amount is $150,000, which sounds like a lot, and it is, but it encompasses some very nice pieces of equipment, also encompasses labor and delivery and setup. So that's what our target is at this point. As far as a time frame, that would all depend on how quickly we get our money raised. We have to order the equipment and have it installed, not piecemeal. It has to be all at once, simply because if we do it equipment piece by piece, the cost would be astronomical because we would get dinged every time they came up to install. So we're looking at quickly fundraising the amount needed so that we can get some pieces in place as soon as possible.
How would I, number one, look into donating money as an individual, an organization, a business? And how would I volunteer to help with your events?
So the Park Pals has a Facebook page. It's Cochrane Park Pals. So anybody can go on there at any time and to see how to contact us, or just leave us a message on Facebook Messenger. The other option would be to contact the town hall directly. They all have our contact information, and they could steer anyone to any one of our committee members.
And when you're talking about money, I take it you're talking about, you know, someone pulling $20 out of their wallet up to a corporate sponsor giving you a big chunk of the money you're raising.
We'll take pop cans, we'll take recyclables that we can trade in, we'll take anything, Bob. But certainly, yes, and we do have packages, you know, a platinum package, a gold, a silver, bronze, for corporate sponsorships who may feel that they wanted to donate in larger numbers. And of course, with that sponsorship, with those sponsorship levels, we do have a recognition that's going to be posted. And we're looking at some kind of a donor board at the park itself once we get all our ducks in order for that.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
What I want to add is that we find that people are very interested, and the need was there for additional park equipment. So when we started this initiative, we had a lot of people saying, oh, thank goodness, you know, I really want to see that park improve more than it has at this point. So we know the interest is out there. What we'd like to do is remind people that this is an ongoing event in terms of the fundraising. And at any time you see that we're holding an event, stop on by. If you can, throw in a few bucks in our donation jar. Every cent counts, and we do understand. It is hard times for everyone. We do get that. But at the end of the day, we're doing this for ours and future generations. So we're hoping that people will get involved in any way, shape, or form that they can.